Today on the Pageant Cast, it's Melissa Benke, Mrs. Florida Galaxy 2008. Pageant Cast episode 152.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
This is Danita Florence, Mrs. Georgia 2001, and you are listening to the internet's only podcast dedicated to beauty pageants, thepageantcast.com. And here's your host, Tim Kretschmann.
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much for the great introduction. We have a fantastic program lined up for you today. We have our long-awaited interview with Melissa Benke here on today's show. She's Mrs. Florida Galaxy 2008, longtime friend of the program. We had a great time getting to know her down in Florida for the Galaxy pageant that happened just this past July. It seems a lot longer ago now, but it was just the end of July, and here we are. And we are going to have Miss Galaxy International, Jennifer Ruiz, is coming on the program in just a few weeks. So that's coming up as well. So we have a great show lined up for you today. Not a lot going on news-wise. So I did want to tell you a little bit about the news with me that I am going to be going and judging the United America pageants in Austin, Texas next weekend. Going down to Austin, Texas, we're going to be judging. There could be as many as 6 age divisions down there for their beauty pageants. So that's going to be exciting. Can't wait. Really looking forward to going on down there and having a great time judging the United America pageants. Having said that, some of you might be wondering, well, what about next week's Pageant Cast? Well, it will be set up. It's going to be a pre-tape show. So there will obviously not be any news in that show. However, I got to tell you, considering what I saw for this week, not a lot of big events going on as far as what I'm finding out there in the blogs and news releases. Yes, we all know Miss America has been running around Vegas and doing various things. And it's exciting. That's wonderful. But it isn't like a new crown or anything like that. So it's been kind of quiet pageant-wise. Now, of course, as soon as I'm done recording this, somebody's going to be caught doing blow or something. And this will sound completely ridiculous. But hey, sounding ridiculous, that's something I do rather well. So, we'll, hey, you know what? You guys don't want to listen to me. You want to hear about the great contest that we have where you could win all sorts of great stuff. Or you want to hear the interview. The one thing you don't want to listen to is me prattle on. So let's get the Pageant Cast started right now. Did you know the Pageant Cast has a new contest section?
Wow!
That's right. All you have to do is go to pageantcast.com/contest.htm or go to pageantcast.com and click on the simple contest button right on the main page.
Let's go!
And then you could sign up to win a fantastic prize. You could win a 1 year subscription to Savvy Magazine. An entire year of Savvy Magazine is our next contest prize. Check it out by going to pageantcast.com and clicking on Contest.
With the growing popularity of fresh, fashion-forward magazines such as InStyle, Allure, and People Style Watch, the pageant industry can't afford to be left behind. The vision of Savvy Magazine is to combine the traditional elements of pageantry with cutting-edge trends in fashion, beauty, and pop culture. We believe that very soon Savvy Magazine will be a must-read for all pageant women and a favorite among female readers in general. Look for the first issue of Savvy to be released this January. Go to www.savvymag.net and subscribe today. Savvy Magazine, the best of pageantry, style, and pop culture.
It's time for another great interview on the TKPN Podcasting Network.
You're listening to the Badging Cast, and we have on the phone with us today Melissa Benke, Mrs. Florida Galaxy 2008. How are you doing, Melissa?
Oh, hi, Tim. I'm really blessed. There's a lot of wonderful things going on with us right now. How are you?
Absolutely fantastic. It was wonderful giving you a call today, and I got to talk to Tom. He answered the phone here today.
That's right.
So, a lot of fun. And it's always good talking to Tom because I think he's the only other guy I know that's from Wisconsin in pageantry. So
that is true, and he's also Mr. Perfect to boot. So
okay,
what else could you ask for?
That is fantastic. So tell me a little bit about your year here.
Oh, it has really been incredible. I've been able to see so many wonderful things. That I, you know, could get going on with my platform and serving in the community. Just to look back at the accomplishments over the last year, you know, it's not something I could have done alone. My title of Mrs. Florida Galaxy just really put me over the edge, and I've been super busy. So it's been wonderful. And Galaxy International was such a great time.
Well, and I saw you there, and of course you were absolutely drop-dead gorgeous, and you did a fantastic job.
Well, thank you.
And placed very, very well.
Thank you so much. I was surprised. I was very fortunate. I won 4 out of 5 of the categories, and goodness. I was just glad to be in the top 5.
That's great. Tell us a little bit more about your platform. What have you been doing with it?
Well, this is really interesting because when I lived in Italy about 5 years ago, I founded a nonprofit organization, and we called it the International Wives Organization because what it was, there was about 16 ladies from different nations, mm-hmm. and we would all come together and share worldviews, simple things, just like from recipes to raising funds.
Mm-hmm.
And what we did was we would go around to the different orphanages, and we would find children that were, it was really sad because they had ailments that were easy mm-hmm. to remedy, but since they were in an orphanage, they were often just cast aside and left. And what we would do is raise money and take these children who are ill to larger cities, you know, say London, places like Milan and Rome, and some Eastern European countries too. And we would raise funds, and with those funds that we raised, we could help pay for their medical attention. And also, in many cases, find them homes, family to adopt them and help raise them. So it was super fulfilling. And, well, the reason I brought this up is because we're mm-hmm. moving back to Europe in a couple of months.
Now, you've moved around a few times, haven't you?
I have, yes. Even before I met my military husband, I used to do Broadway musicals, and I had an agent that sent me to Tokyo, Japan after I graduated from college. And from then on, I went to Seoul, Korea. I lived in the south of France in Monte Carlo and worked in a big show there. Mexico City. And that was all before I met my hubby.
mm-hmm.
So we've been to, I haven't really added them all up, but about 29 different countries. And between us, it's more, because he's, you know, with being an Air Force pilot, he's lived in Spain and Philippines and a lot of
Oh,
countries.
See, absolutely. What you need to do is get on Facebook. There's this one application you can put on where you just put little stick pins everywhere that you've lived and places you've visited.
Yeah, discovered that. I went crazy.
But there is an app. It's like Traveler or something like that.
Yeah,
and I've been keeping track, and I know I would be well behind you guys, but it's a lot of fun. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more with Melissa Benke in just a moment.
Happy Halloween from Grunty Grunthausen and TKPN. VPN.
Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach and host of Pageant Talk Radio, and you're listening to the number one pageant podcast, The Pageant Cast. Both Tim and I are committed to providing great shows that keep you in touch with the exciting world of pageantry. Pageant Talk Radio is the number one live pageant internet talk radio show and is full of information to help you become an elite contestant. So after this show, join me at www.pageanttalkradio.com and learn everything you need to know to be pageant fab.
Hey, it's Zach from Lost Man Daggy here. If you're a fan of great independent music, then be sure to check out mothpod.com. It's here you'll find a plethora of shows, all focusing on the indie music scene. For starters, there's my flagship show, The Moth Pod, a show that's been going well over 2 years and has featured some of the best and brightest of indie artists. Looking to delve deeper into the indie music scene? Then be sure to check out some of the great interviews on The Shameless Plugcast. If you're looking for some eye candy, then check out some of the astonishing indie music videos on To The Flame. Want to hear the latest in music and technology news from the indie media perspective? Then check out The Pod 5. Add in some album recommendations and a few free albums, and what you get is the complete experience that is mothpod.com. Hope to see you there, and oh yeah, stay tuned, stay subscribed, and be a part of new media.
Hey, remember to point your podcatcher to pageantcast.com and catch the Pageant Cast. This is Gina Starks, Mrs. New England American Dream 2007, wishing you to hear a dream.
Danae Bonet comes to us with the Pageant Cast song of the day, and this song is Too Much Fun. No, it is Too Much Fun, but that's also the title of it. Here's Too Much Fun from Danae Bonet. Comes from the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com.
Crazy, he took it on the run. Now he's 29, he's much fun. I say, I can't get anything. I can't get anything. I can't get anything done. 'Cause I'm having too much. I can't get anything. I can't get anything. I can't get anything done. 'Cause I'm having too much. I can't get anything. I can't get anything. I can't get anything. I can't get anything.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
We want you to be a part of the show.
How can you be a part of the show?
It's really easy. Just call 414-517-4908. That's 414-517-4908.
Leave us a short message and we'll play it right here on the Pageant Cast.
Be a part of the show.
Be a part of the show today.
Be a part of the show, The Pageant Cast.
Be heard from coast to coast and across the world here on The Pageant Cast.
Please leave your message after the tone. Press any key to end.
Hello, Melissa. This is The Pageant Cast, and we have Mrs. Florida Galaxy 2008, Melissa, on the phone with you. How are you doing out there?
Great, thank you. I'm glad to be here with you.
Now, you're still in Florida right now?
At the moment, yes.
Okay, I want you to look out the window there, or tell me, what's the weather like there right
now?
Are
you kidding me? It's so gorgeous. It should be illegal. It's so gorgeous here. It's really beautiful. The, our Florida state bird is the mosquito.
Yeah.
And, oh, it's just full of bugs. But right now,
yeah,
the bugs are gone away, and the sun is bright, and it's just beautiful. We go boating practically every day here.
Yeah, it's 50 degrees here.
Yeah.
50 degrees.
Beaches.
Unbelievable.
It's beautiful.
That's one of the hard parts about calling the South when you're in the Midwest and you hear about the beautiful weather and you turned on the heat on your furnace tonight.
At Christmas time, my husband and I like to take pictures of us on our motorcycles and send them to people in Wisconsin where it's freezing cold and snowing.
You have a mean streak in you.
Yes, we do. We love it.
So tell people how you got involved in pageants in the first place.
Oh my goodness. I love pageantry. It started really when I was in college.
Okay.
And, of course, the Miss America Scholarship pageants were very helpful, as I did them, to help gain scholarship money. Basically, that's kind of how it started. And what's really funny is I never knew there were Mrs. pageants.
Uh-huh.
Until we were living in San Antonio, and I saw that there was going to be a pageant, so I called to volunteer my services to be a judge. She said, okay, send me a bio. I did. She said, you've got to be a contestant. And I didn't want to.
Right.
But because I lost a bet with my husband, I ended up competing.
Never bet with your husband. That's the moral of the story.
My husband, yeah. I said, I bet that dress will not zip up. He said, I bet it will. It was an old dress from my college, Miss America days.
Mm-hmm.
So I got started in 2001 with Mrs. Pageants. And you know what? I have met some of the most beautiful, accomplished, intelligent, sweet ladies. And there's just something about the sisterhood of pageantry that keeps people coming back. I just love it. Some of my best friends, I've met through pageantry. So that means a lot.
Tell me some of your pageants, some of the past titles that you've held.
Let's see, the national title that I was really fond of. I had a wonderful time as a Beauties of America 40 as representative.
Mm-hmm.
I won that national title. I was Mrs. North Florida in the United States
system.
In that pageant. And then, of course, Mrs. Florida Galaxy. And they've all, it's just been wonderful. I was also Mrs. Texas International.
Okay.
And that's what started this whole thing.
That's what started the whole thing. So we do know who the perpetrator was over there. Well, that's great. Now, going to London, is that going to slow you down, or is that just a bunch of new pageants for you to go after?
Oh, you know, I have a lot of friends asking me that question.
I bet you do. That's why I thought I'd ask you with a live mic.
There is a fabulous pageant in Italy, and I'll just have to practice my Italiano. Io capisco un po' l'italiano, ma parlo non molto bene, which means...
I want more spaghetti.
See?
I translated that so quickly, she's amazed.
Yeah, there are some fabulous pageants over there, so we'll see. You know,
well, actually, and I'm going to do this as a shout-out, we actually have quite a few people in the UK that listen to this program, so...
Wonderful. Hey, everybody in the London area. I will be there February 15th.
Great. Hey, and you'll still be able to listen to the show, so you can keep up with what's going on here as well.
No, I will, Tim. No matter where in the world I am, I will listen to your show.
That's great. And feel free to be a correspondent from over there. Let us know what's going on.
I promise. I have to keep you updated on what's going on over in the UK.
That is absolutely fantastic.
Yes.
Hey, now, there's a lot of people listening to the show wondering, should I get involved in pageants? What would your advice be to those listeners?
I would say, if you're interested in self-improvement, but you have to get into it for the right reasons. It's a wonderful avenue if you want to improve yourself, you know, of course, physically. If it weren't for swimsuit competition, I don't think I would ever go to the gym. mentally, it's a great workout to prepare for interview, and just it helps me become a better person. So I would say, if you're into self-improvement, it can be wonderful, but it's not really very exciting if you go into it just for a crown or just for yourself. Now, for me, I went into it because it helps me with my platform as far as getting it out there. My title's really been like a megaphone, you know,
mm-hmm.
let people know what's going on, how they can help, be involved. So if you get into it, you know, for those reasons, to help others, not so much just for me, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's the right reason to do it, and that's when you have the best time. You can really accomplish a lot that way.
And that's a great way for us to move out. We ran out of time. I want to thank you, Melissa, so much for coming on with us, and we wish you a lot of success over there in the UK. Have a bloody good time. And,
oh, Tim, you are brilliant. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I'm cheesy. I'm from Wisconsin. So, everybody, that's Mrs. Florida Galaxy 2008, Melissa Benke. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tim.
Let's go to the news desk of the Pageant Cast Tadler. You can find all of these news stories on our news desk at pageantcast.com.
Jadranka Kosor, Prime Minister of Croatia, confirmed last Wednesday that her country will host the 2009 Miss Universe pageant. Paula Schugert, the Miss Universe president, announced that within the next few weeks, she would make the official announcement about Croatia as the next host country, where current Miss Universe Diana Mendoza will be crowning her successor. Here's a story where we went all the way to South Africa to get it for you. Johannesburg, in fact. A former participant in the Miss Africa beauty pageant has chased off four robbers with blood-curdling screams and a prayer. Amori Diekman, 21, who took fourth place in the 2007 Miss Africa beauty pageant, single-handedly gave some friendly armed robbers such a fright that when she decided to fight back, they fled.
Dukeman said the robbers were very polite and even held open a door for her friend to pass through. She was chatting to her stepmother on her cell phone when one of the robbers demanded the phone. She refused to give it to him, and he grabbed it. That's when she started screaming. Diekman didn't know that the other robbers had tied her up and her colleagues and her friends inside the building. I'm sorry, didn't tie her up, tied her colleagues and her friend inside the building, holding them at gunpoint and robbing them. A second robber grabbed her by the throat. He throttled her so that she couldn't breathe or scream. She said he told her to shut up if she didn't want to get hurt. Robbers pulled her from the car and dragged her into the bushes at the parking lot. At this point, she was able to scream and did so at the top of her voice. All the time she was praying out loud, "God, please don't let them do this to me." They left her behind the bushes and ran away. When a robber wanted to steal her friend's car, he was very surprised when she grabbed him by his shirt and pulled him from the car. "I was so scared and thought they were going to hurt me, but then I decided to take my life into my own hands. If you know you can fight back, do so. Don't give up and be a victim. It felt great to take control. For the first time in my life, I stood my ground," Diekman said. Now, you can find the whole story. It is, of course, referenced out on the Pageant Cast news desk, and you can follow it to the original story. One of the things I wanted to point out, and as a lot of you know that listen to TKPN and the Pageant Cast, we have another show here on TKPN called Police on the Scene with a Crime Prevention Lens. Great show. Well, one of the things that he tells people is be cautious when you're making cell phone calls. And one of the things it says here in the story is, and I'll quote, "She was chatting to her stepmother on her cell phone when one of the robbers demanded the phone." First of all, phones are, what, $100, $200? They're worth a fair amount of money. So people want these things. But also, as J.D. Dine said on one of the Police on the Scene episodes, he says when people have that cell phone up to their head, they think they're walking around in a bulletproof bubble. You're not. You are really, you're telling everybody you're distracted. You're talking to this person on the phone instead of looking around and seeing if you're in a potentially dangerous situation. So, ladies, if you have to take those cell phone calls, take it somewhere safe. You know, jump in your car, lock the doors, and talk or something. But when you're walking around, if you have to talk on that cell phone, you can talk to them, but keep those eyes engaged. Keep looking around, or you could be attacked because you look vulnerable. Anyway, good piece of advice from our buddy J.D. Dine. He's a crime prevention specialist. And if you'd like to learn more about crime prevention, just go to policeontheScene.com or follow the link that I'll put in the show notes. In fact, I'll try and make sure that we get a Police on the Scene promo on today's program.
Hello, everybody. My name is Officer J.D. Dine, and I'm a crime prevention specialist, and we're going to be talking about a lot of interesting things in some of the cast coming up. The name of the show is Police on the Scene with a Crime Prevention Lean, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to try to keep you safe, hopefully eventually take some questions, learn something, and we're also going to have some fun because there's some dumb criminals out there, and we're going to talk about them too. So stay with us. It should be interesting, and I promise you're going to learn something.
I listen each week to the Pageant Cast. Do you? This is Nerita Stefanis, Mrs. American Queen, 2006, wishing you Tiara Dream.
Pageant Cast.
And that's it. That's it for this week's Pageant Cast. Hope you had a great time listening to it. I tell you, here in Wisconsin, the leaves on the trees are starting to change shade, so it really is starting to feel like autumn. Hope you're having a great autumn. Hope you're not having the same thing that I'm having, where my sinuses are starting to rebel against me because of the changing of the seasons. But it's a small price to pay for the beautiful bush. I have a bush that lives right outside of my sunroom that is this blaze red. It is gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. So it's a small price to pay for such beauty in my neighborhood. But of course, I'm used to being around beauty and all the beautiful people that take part here with the Pageant Cast. I want to make a special thank you to Andrea Patrick Forte. She sent out some wonderful items to me and my family this past week. That was incredibly thoughtful of you, and we really do appreciate it. And those of you that are in pageantry and you're looking to become a spokesmodel or get into acting or that sort of thing, certainly check out Patrick Talent Agency. You certainly could do a lot worse, and you're not going to do much better. She is fantastic. So try her out at, I think it's PatrickTalentAgency.com. If I'm wrong, it'll be in the show notes. All right, we're out of time. So again, thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time here on the Pageant Cast. Stay subscribed, and until then, Tierra Dreams.
You've been listening to a TKPN production.